control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And I'm Mark.
And Johnny Ray returns to the air with Free Talk Live.
Yep.
Guest hosting here on Tuesday night, and hopefully on into the future if all goes well.
I want to. I think that I'm going to suck to begin with, but I think that my brain is going to tone up as I go, and I'm going to get better and better.
Longtime listeners of the program may recall Johnny Ray from his brief appearance on a Sunday edition way back before the Sunday edition was actually on the real radio.
Got to be a pretty dedicated Free Talk Live listener to remember that.
And longtime viewers of all manner of internet video coming out of New Hampshire, Free State Project, will also recognize Johnny Ray as one of the police officers in the Millionaire Tamworth video. What was it called? Tamworth Millionaires Club, I think?
I think so, yeah.
The crap campaign, Tamworth Millionaires Club.
Yeah, some of the photos that came out of that are fantastic, especially the ones where you can see Pete and I wearing flip-flops and whatnot.
And dressed as police officers the rest of the way. So, yeah, that's... by the way, if you haven't seen that video, I highly recommend
it. How do you find it?
I think you probably can just look for Tamworth Millionaires Club on YouTube.
I don't know.
I would guess. It's funny stuff. So hopefully we'll see more of that sort of... sketch comedy, I guess, video coming out of New Hampshire, because JJ, who used to be on Thursday nights with us, has now moved out of the Keene area, and he's moving to Manchester in pursuit of more work suited to his talents. He's a talented machinist kind of guy. He makes the machines that make the machines and fixes them and stuff like that. And, you know, there's just more work for him out in the big city. So he's planning on doing more of that kind of sketch comedy sort of television liberty with a liberty theme to it, which I think is something that's been missing from the movement for the last couple of years. There's plenty of activist video, there's plenty of interview, there's plenty of news reporting, lots of courtroom stuff, but not so much on the, you know, the kind of creative side of making something original and having fun and, you know, poking fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of that stuff.
Is JJ going to be coming back to do Free Talk Live from time to time?
I don't have any idea what his plans are.
He's one of my favorite hosts of the show.
So, of course, take your calls about anything, as always, at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually get interactive with the program. You can create the content that you see on the site, everything that's there as you look down the front page. Those were all put there by listeners just like you. So if you find something online that you think we might be interested in or you think our other listeners would enjoy, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, which is where you want to visit when you first go to freetalklive.com. You want to go to the upcoming stories page so you can vote whether you like or dislike the stuff that's there. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. So coming up, we've got to talk about this Marine. It's been too many days, and we haven't even touched on the subject. This former Marine who was basically abducted, as I understand it, abducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And Huffington Post is reporting him as a former Marine.
Okay.
We'll talk more about what happened there because it's pretty scary, although it shouldn't really be a surprise considering the crazy, scary things that happen on a regular basis in this country. But first, we go to the phones and to your thoughts. Joe is in Idaho. You're on Free Talk
Live. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. What's up?
Yeah, well, first off, I'd like to weigh in, and I'd like to first off thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for... my freedom and having a hope at stuff. I can be I can prep as much as I possibly want on material stuff, but if I'm dead, that doesn't matter. The only thing that does matter is Christ.
So how is it that Christ, you know, so is Christ responsible for all the freedom that you have today?
Absolutely. I believe he says...
Is he also responsible for your lack of freedom? Because I don't know about you, but I don't feel so free.
Well, he says without me you can do nothing. Okay, next subject. Now, what I would like to talk about is this state of what we're in right now. I'm kind of wondering, why do we let these criminals that run our government, why do we let them get away with it? George Washington would have court-martialed them and hung them from a tree right there.
Well, what would Jesus do? What, didn't Jesus. You just a moment say that you were all about Christ, and now you're talking about hanging somebody?
It's justice. The Bible says without justice you can't have mercy.
The Bible says that he's without sin should cast the first stone.
Correct. But
was George Washington without sin?
No, but you know what? See, the Bible says that you're judged for what you left undone. So if you let people keep murdering the citizens of your country and doing illegal stuff like the LIBOR scandal, you're responsible, because if you did nothing when you could have done something, that's a sin as well. What about all, look at all the people that are like, oh my gosh, all things are bad, but they're not going to get off their boot.
Why not go all the way and just advocate crucifying those people? I mean, if you're going to hang them from a tree, you might as well go all the way and, you know,
hang them from a cross.
Are you familiar with what Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution says?
Well, I don't know by the numbers, but I'm sure that I've read it a few times.
Section 3 of our Constitution clearly defines what treason is. And basically, if Eric Holder can do what he's doing and give the finger to Congress and say, you know what, Constitution, it doesn't matter. And that's not treason. Shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment to get our agents killed, that's not treason.
First of all, they're not my agents.
No, they're their agents.
I don't want anything to do with those people. They're aggressing against peaceful people on a regular basis, and they were doing it long before Eric Holder was ever put into office. George W. Bush and everybody else before him have all created the status quo today. And they all claim to be like you. A lot of them claim to worship Jesus, and I find this kind of disturbing. You know, I'm not a Christian, but I think that a lot of the people on this show probably are more Christ-like, even if they aren't Christians, than a lot of the people that claim to be Christians out there, including you. I hear you saying you're a follower of Christ, but I don't think that he would have hung anybody from a tree.
Well, see, the thing is, honestly, it says in the Bible, you'll know them by their fruits. You can do whatever, you can say whatever you want, Does that mean it's true? I could say the moon's made of green cheese, Does that mean it's
Well, true? I see that you're dodging the issue of how you're advocating violence, and at
we
the
certainly
same time,
can't see the fruit on your tree.
In the book of Luke 22:26, Jesus tells the disciples, "If you don't own a sword, sell your tunic and buy one."
It's true, and this is one of the reasons that I really find the Bible to be a difficult book to wrap my head around, because the Prince of Peace said that you should sell your tunic and buy a sword. He said that I did not come to bring peace, I came to bring a sword. But they call him the Prince of Peace, they represent him as a lamb.
And he also said turn the other cheek as well and
right.
love
he
your
said
enemy.
That if your enemy takes your cloak, you take his shirt too.
But you really only care about the violent passages, right, Joe? Because it justifies what you want to do to other human beings.
No, it doesn't, because you can't have mercy without justice.
Thanks for the call, Joe. You can just stop repeating yourself at this point, because I've heard enough. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What the hell does that even mean? You can't have mercy without justice.
Well, I would say that how could you possibly be merciful to somebody without having a standard of justice? I see that there's something there. I just don't think that, for one, Joe and the ilk like him, people that are the constitutional types that believe that, there's two holy documents, the United States Constitution and the King James Bible, those folks tend to be the kind of people that are only going to be told what to do by the government, never to be in the position to tell the government what to do. There's never going to be some kind of violent revolution in this country where you're going to get to hang the politicians. And if you do, by chance, happen to get that, you'll just get what you deserve, which is more violent politicians in the future. Mm. I mean, that's the reality of the situation.
Guys, I have a question.
Yes.
And is that the music I hear?
So ask the question if you can.
Tease it, Ray.
I want to talk about it when we come back. But, Ian, you became instantly hostile to Joe when he mentioned the word Christ. I'm not a Christian, but I was one once.
Me too. Let's come back with that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. We give them away for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that most of them want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. And we'll probably give you more for free on our site than they give you behind their paywall. But go and see for yourself over at freetalklive.com. And those free features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and it's all over there at cam.freetalklive.com. It's completely free. Once again, cam.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you. people that love the ideas of freedom and who are willing to actually do something about it. And Johnny Ray, that's the reason why you're here in New Hampshire.
That's right.
The Free State Project is the reason why Mark and myself are here in New Hampshire as well. It tends to be the reason why most of our co-hosts are here in New Hampshire. And it's great because, you know, you and I probably would never have met, and I've enjoyed knowing you, and you're one of my favorite Free Staters up here. You're an old-school Free Stater, right?
Yeah, you called me that the other day as when I had called into the show. Or, yeah. No, we met somewhere, and you called me an old-timer.
Yeah, well, when did you get here?
That's a funny appellation. I came here in late 2008.
Yeah, okay. All right, so coming up. On what, 4 years?
So like
now?
3.5 years, that's 4 years.
Good. That's pretty good. So has it been good for you so far?
It's been, well, look where I am right now.
This could be good or bad. I don't know.
Conclusions. No, it's good. It's okay. So good. I'm thrilled.
Great. It is a lot of fun to be around other people that actually get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. And it's really special to have, you know, to the knowledge that more are coming. So it's not like, you know, you just showed up and that's that. No, there's always new people coming in every single month here across New Hampshire, people moving in all over the place. As I understand it, our PR lady, Carrie, who's doing an awesome job for us, really kind of getting us more press attention and bringing a lot of attention to the Ademo situation with the wiretapping charges. She's moving up here in the next month, and I know there are people moving that I don't even know that have plans to come on up here. Some people were just visiting the other weekend. I mean, it's exciting. You've always got fresh ideas, fresh people coming in and bringing their new ideas to the mix, and I think that really makes a difference when you know when you want to have a vibrant, attractive liberty movement.
Yeah, when I look at a lot of at some of the other activists, Ademo, you, I kind of think of myself as a bit of a hiker, not really pulling my weight, but the life, the Free Stater life of fighting in courts and saying no to the police is so much fun.
Well, it is fun.
It's so life-affirming.
But not everybody has to do that stuff, right? So, I mean, some people, Mark, you've got a kid, you've got a wife, you know, odds are good you're not going to be going out into, you know, not going to attempt to get into a courtroom anytime soon. That's certainly not your
intention. Try to avoid those if I can.
So, you know, that role is not necessarily, I don't think it's fair to label that as a Free Stater life, because there's plenty of people here, probably the super majority of Free State Project participants that are not interested in that lifestyle.
That's a very good point. And I kind of feel like I'm more in the Mark mold because I'm afraid of the police. And
you're still afraid of the police? I mean, after we've been here for several years, you kind of...
Any sane person would be.
Yeah, but I don't know. The cops here aren't so bad.
No, they're not.
I mean, you can kind of get to know them more on a personal basis here. Because we're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. It's approximately 25,000 people maybe that live here in the town. The police force approximates to around 30 on-duty officers. And I don't mean on-duty at once. I mean, throughout the entire week, they only have about 30 officers. So it... You know, you can recognize them and or get to know them to your heart's content.
Yeah, most of my activism probably is being a cool dude and meeting people and, you know, without being intrusive or getting in people's faces, just talking
important.
To them about things and yeah.
So that's good stuff. FreeStateProject.org. You can go there, join over 12,500 people that have currently signed up to make the move as part of the Free State Project to New Hampshire. You can also join over 1,000 of us already here. So you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until we reach 20,000, which is the ultimate goal of the project. You can move as soon as you can get it together. So once again, go to FreeStateProject.org. Now, Johnny Ray, we had a guy calling the show right out the gate.
Joe.
He was asking, or he was talking about Christ, and...
I think he said he owed everything to Christ.
Yeah, just this kind of, he just kind of dropped it in at the beginning of his call, and then he went on with what he wanted to talk about.
Before I get started here, I want to thank Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior, for, you know, this, that, and
right,
other.
It was almost like an acceptance speech at the Oscars or something. And then he went on to talk about how he thinks people should be hung from trees in some sort of crazy revolution.
Why are the American citizens putting up with this stuff? George Washington would have hung these politicians as they are, Eric Holder specifically, from a tree, which I think that it's kind of bad to say that one of the founding fathers would hang a black guy from a tree. Like, I just think you should avoid saying that.
So you had asked a question at the end of the last segment about my initial reaction to this guy.
Yeah, it seemed like when he identified himself as a Christian, you instantly discounted him and became hostile to him.
I don't know if I became hostile so much as...
He rubbed my cat the wrong way, I can tell you that.
So much as, you know, my kind of ears perked up, like, oh boy, all right, so here's somebody wearing Christian on their sleeve. What's he really believe? And I tend to think that, you know, I don't remember which passage it was, but I remember that there is a passage in the Bible that says you're supposed to pray in the closet. And people that are out there just kind of putting it out there in your face, like, I'm a Christian. Well, I'm going to ask you about it. I want to know what you believe as a Christian, because I have some understanding of what the Christian religion is, having been a part of it for a number of years of my life. And you as well, both of you guys were, yep, you know, Christians growing up. And
philosophically was what bothered me from where he was coming. And like, I was concerned that he is giving Jesus the credit for all the good things in his life. But apparently Jesus, if Jesus gets the credit for all the good things, it seems like he should get the credit for all the bad things.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, you know, like, I find this to be a sort of dichotomous, strange view. And, I, it's not that I don't believe in God. I do believe in God. I find some people's ideas to be, like, you know, maybe if they can refine their ideas, and maybe I can ask them some questions that'll help. Probably the tone of voice that we had with him wasn't going to be very helpful in him coming to new ideas, but it just all seems so mixed up and jumbled to me.
Now, I know that you can go through the Bible and you can find all kinds of quotes.
Anything you want.
A variety of things. But when I went to church and Sunday school and vacation Bible school and church camp, you know, remembering all of the lessons that they were teaching and the stories they were telling, I don't ever remember them talking about stringing anybody up from a tree or you know, besides Jesus. I don't remember them talking about how violence is okay or reading any of those passages about Jesus bringing a sword and, you know, advocating some sort of violence. I don't remember that. That wasn't part of my Christian teaching. So I'm wondering, you know, are there churches out there that kind of focus on those things where they...
There must be.
I think that the chapels, the chapels for the soldiers are often focused on those two verses in particular because they need to...
The chaplains, you mean?
The chaplains.
Okay.
The chaplains work at chapels.
Gotcha.
They need to focus on those two verses in order to justify the jobs of the soldiers. So I think that those are the churches you're talking about. But the Old Testament, which is attached to the Bible, which I was told was the Holy Word of God, is rife with all kinds of torturous killings.
855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. But the religion, Christianity, is about, at least as I understood it, emulating that guy, Christ. And he wasn't a violent guy. We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. The affordable part. You can start with 60-second ads on GCN for as low as $15. Yes, $15. That would make GCN the most affordable national advertising, period. And that brings us to the reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Millions of potential customers for only $15 per ad. And customer service that can't be beat. Check out our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is 1-855-450-3733. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have our mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. And you can get quick access to our live streams there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Different bit rates for different size internet connections. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's where you can also find the software that you'll need. If you don't already have something on your phone that can tune into live streams, we can help you with that too. So m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they are a new online currency. They allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. And, you know, that cuts into your costs, having to pay fees. You can send and receive money. You don't have to worry about anywhere in the world, nearly instantaneously. It's pretty quick. And you don't have to worry about any banking organization taking a cut or freezing your account, any government saying, oh, no, you can't do business with that person, or, you know, taking your money or whatever it is that they might want to do. So bitcoins really are the currency for the new millennium. I mean, now with the world being so that people are sending and receiving money across national borders, I mean, your average person sending and receiving money across national borders, this hasn't happened in the history of man like it is now. Bitcoins are prepared. They are a currency prepared for this new world. And you can get bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. You can go there. You can find more than 700,000 locations from which to choose. There's one bound to be in your area, especially if you're in the United States, or I think Brazil and Russia is where they're concentrated right now. And you can get them. There's the fees are right there. Different places cost different things. They attempt to cut the fees down as much as possible. It's bitinstant.com. And Ian, you did it recently, and the bitcoins were in your wallet before you got home.
Yeah, they make that transfer instantaneously. Yeah.
I don't have any bitcoins yet. I've got a little bit of silver, which I think you guys will support me on that one. But I definitely want to get some bitcoins.
Awesome.
You know, there's never a bad time to get into Bitcoins. I think sooner rather than later is probably better. But you never know what's going to happen with the price. I mean, it was like $13 the other day, then it went down to $8. So you never really know, and it can change at any moment. It's a 24-hour market, and it never closes. So it's something that's completely new. I mean, for a lot of investors, and I'm not an investor. I'm just kind of an amateur.
A dabbler.
Yeah. But I do like the Bitcoin, and they are very useful. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking, just based on the first call on the program.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
Yeah, about Christ. You know, he brought up this idea that Christ is this violent guy, that he wants to bring a sword. And
he sure did go after those money changers, didn't he?
He did what? Oh, topple their tables or whatever, yeah. Didn't he?
Let me try to explain this money changer situation as best I can for you, because a lot of people don't really get it. So the money changers are in the temple. They take different types of currency. They, they're like BitInstant. They'll turn one currency into another. What they would do is they'd take your currency and they'd make it so that you could buy the, you know, different sacrifices. These sacrifices were essentially food for the priests. So these guys who lived in a lavish lifestyle at this big temple in Jerusalem, this was it. This was the temple. And the priests at this temple got the best stuff. And essentially what you're asking is poor people, in order to get to heaven, have to buy, you know, on an annual basis, a really nice meal for the priests. The best meal they can come up with for the priests. Really?
That's a good deal for the priests.
Really?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, yeah, none of this.
And he was pretty angry about that.
Sure.
So he didn't kill any of those money changers.
Nobody was dead.
No. Did Jesus ever kill anybody?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Brought a few back from the dead.
So he didn't hang anyone from a tree?
No.
I didn't think so. Now, Johnny Ray, you had something you wanted to share. It was kind of tied in. There was, I guess, a speech Ron Paul gave recently, or wrote something he wrote, or what?
Yeah, it's from LouRockwell.com. And when I want to bring up LouRockwell.com, I want to say, first of all, fantastic site.
It is.
I am guilty of having a real narrow range of resources for my intellectual nourishment. I should broaden my horizons a little bit, but I love Lou Rockwell. And
it's the top liberty site in the whole world.
Yep, that's right. So there's a piece on here by Ron Paul, and it's relatively long, and it's about the neoconservatives. So in this section, he's talking about Michael Ledeen, who is a neocon. He's a consultant for the Department of State, the United States Security Council, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from this bit. Machiavelli, Ledeen, and the neocons recognized a need to generate a religious zeal for promoting the state. This, he claims, is especially necessary when force is used to promote an agenda. It's been true throughout history and remains true today. Each side of major conflicts invokes God's approval.
Of course.
It's always funny.
Same thing with football teams.
And the Olympics. Right. I was watching the Olympics, and this guy, Bolt, I can't remember what his first name is. I should know it. He's the fastest
Lightning
guy.
Bolt.
The fastest guy. He's a Jamaican fella. Fastest guy on the planet or whatever. And he would do this whole rigmarole with the crossing himself and kissing it and pushing up to the sky. And, you know, I mean, it was this whole thing. And it was really just self-aggrandizement. I mean, it's totally what it was for the camera.
He was definitely not praying in the closet.
No. And this was what it seemed to be all about with so many of these athletes. They'd thank Jesus as if Jesus is out there doing backflips off the vault. I mean, no, he's not. And really? Does Jesus hate the Russian that came in second? Wait.
Russian.
Does Jesus hate the people from Ghana who didn't get any medals? I mean, I just don't get this whole athletes claiming, you know, thanking God for it. I mean, I guess, you know, thank you that I have the body that I've been able to do this. You know, thank you that, you know, I'm not at the Paralympics coming up in a couple of months here or whatever. Thank goodness I can sprint with my own legs instead of that guy who's running along next to us and the bouncy springy things. I guess you could thank for that, but it just doesn't make any sense to me to be, you know,
Jesus only sides with the winners.
Thanking Jesus for winning.
I'm not so sure. If I see something like that, it's not something that I would do, but I feel like it could come from humility.
You think
so?
Yeah,
you think?
Making a big show?
It looks nothing like humility.
Moving on. from Ron Paul, our side refers to a crusade, theirs to a holy jihad. Too often wars boil down to their God against our God.
Yeah.
It seems this principle is more a cynical effort to gain approval from the masses, especially those most likely to be killed for the sake of the war promoters on both sides who have power, prestige, and wealth at stake.
It sure is a lot easier, I would imagine, to rally the troops under God's banner than, say, Halliburton.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Let's get out there and die for Exxon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody's going to do that, but they'll die for that flag.
Ledeen explains why God must always be on the side of advocates of war. Quote, without fear of God, no state can last long, for the dread of eternal damnation keeps men in line, causes them to honor their promises, and inspires them to risk their lives for the common good. End quote. It seems dying for the common good has gained a higher moral status than eternal salvation of one's soul. Ledeen adds, quote, without fear of punishment, men will not obey laws that force them to act contrary to their passions. Without fear of arms, the state cannot enforce the laws. To this end, Machiavelli wants leaders to make the state spectacular. And then, almost done, it's of interest to note that some large Christian denominations have joined the neoconservatives in promoting preemptive war, while completely ignoring the Christian doctrine of a just war.
Yeah, the just war doctrine came around, and I think it was the 11th century under one of these popes. And prior to that, Christians were loath to be involved in conflicts at all.
I want to say it was St. Augustine.
I couldn't tell you. I know that Constantine was the first. You know, he's this Roman emperor that saw the cross in the sky. At that point, up to that point, Christians wouldn't even be in the military at all. Once a soldier became a Christian, they would leave the military.
Let's come back with more here. In fact, Mark, I know you've got something that's going to tie in, since Johnny Ray brought up in his quote there the Muslims, you know, this idea, this group that everybody's supposed to be so afraid of. Well, it looks like the NYPD's been spying on the Muslims for quite a while, and they've got some to share. We'll give that to you here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis, Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and you will find links to various different products and services, but primarily Amazon. You can find three different Amazons, actually. Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Click into the one that's right for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for at the great Amazon prices you're used to, the huge Amazon selection that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live has cut a portion of Amazon's profits. Otherwise, they keep all the money for themselves. So why not send some of it to us? You can go to shop.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Just get in the habit of starting your shopping there. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've been talking just right out the gate. We had a call, and it was funny, too, because I was on our new station in Pueblo, I-25 Talk Radio, on both AM and FM. And I was on a couple of their shows today, just kind of like, you know, coming on the morning show and the afternoon show to say, hey, we're on your station now, that kind of thing. And, you know, I pointed out that, yes, you actually can call in and talk about anything on Free Talk Live. And they said, well, do you guys have stuff that you talk about? And I said, well, yeah, we generally come to the table with stuff that we want to talk about, but literally someone can call in the first segment of the show and completely change the direction of the entire program. I mean, none of us have come in with, you know, the intention to talk about Jesus and you know, the state. And yet that's kind of where the conversation's revolved around ever since our first call. So you really can bring up anything here, 855-450-FREE. So we've been kind of talking about this idea that some Christians, some self-professed Christians have, that that it's totally okay to advocate, you know, murdering people. And, you know, as long as you have some sort of justification to take over the state.
As long as there's a flag flying overhead.
Yeah. And that's, you know, pretty disturbing to me. Even though I'm not a Christian, I am somebody that understands at least I think I have an understanding of those ideas, having spent time in the church and done some studying after the fact. But yet there's also other religions out there, and Christians, while they certainly don't understand, many Christians don't understand their own religion, they understand the ideas of the Muslim religion even less. And they're afraid because they've been told by talking heads on talk radio and talk television that the Muslim hordes are out there and they're looking to kill them. And they hate Christians and they're trying to kill all of Christians and it's a holy war. And there's all this.
And you've read the whole Quran.
I did read the entire Quran.
Okay. Well, you didn't find a lot of avocation for violence in there?
No, absolutely not. What I did see was, you know, Muhammad was advocating basically defense. He would have advocated picking up a sword in defense, but he wouldn't have advocated going after the attacker if they've run away. He actually specifically, there's a very specific passage in there that makes it clear that once the enemy, if there is one, has called it a day, called it quits, you don't get to retaliate. It's over.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you advocate for defense in that manner, then anything can be called defense. And then, look, the Department of Defense has troops in 135 nations around the world in more than 1,000 foreign military bases.
That wasn't what Muhammad was advocating.
I understand, but I'm just saying that, anytime
it's
you call something...
Clear. It's really clear in there, is that, you mind your business, and if somebody attacks you, you have the right to defend yourself and your family or whatever, but that's it. As soon as the attacker leaves, that's it. It's over. You don't get to go and raid their house. You don't get to go and stab them in the back. None of that stuff. So there's just a lot of misinformation out there about...
Ian, I'm getting a little uncomfortable here. I feel like I'm sitting a couple of feet away from a Muslim. You're not a Muslim, are you?
No, I'm not a Muslim, nor am I a Christian, and nor am I, pretty much any... one word kind of description, but I liked a lot of the ideas that I read in the Quran, and I like a lot of the ideas that that Christ was advocating, and I liked a lot of the stuff that the Buddha was talking about, and the Tao Te Ching, and all kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah, I wanted to become a Christian. I sort of turned myself into a Christian when I was in my 20s. I was miserable, and like I was telling you guys in the break, you got a big kick out of it. I baptized myself in the bathtub. But I loved the golden rule. Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are around the whole baptizing thing. Can you baptize yourself?
Do you want my opinion?
I'm asking somebody,
yes,
and you're
yes,
here.
You're the theologian here, Mark.
I wouldn't go that far, but I will say yes. You can baptize yourself. Sure.
All right. Very good.
But I love the golden rule so much but then I decided I couldn't trust the Bible because it had been written by men and amended, and councils had changed this and that.
But the golden rule is a good rule, and there are bits and pieces of the Bible that are very useful, and the golden rule, of course, appears in various forms throughout a lot of the world's religions, so it's certainly not something that was new to the Bible, necessarily. But Mark, tell me about the Muslims, because a lot of people are afraid. They've been told stories. And so the New York Police Department's been investigating for a number of years.
Yep, from AP.org here. It looks like in more than 6 years of spying on Muslim neighborhoods, eavesdropping on conversations, and cataloging mosques, the New York City Police Department Secret Demographics Unit never generated a lead or triggered a terrorism investigation.
Hmm.
6 years, nothing. The department acknowledged...
6 years and how much money?
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, no surprise to me that they created a demographics unit to look at Muslims after the 9/11 attacks in New York City. Doesn't surprise me. I guess I'm glad that they didn't generate any leads, because in a lot of these cases with the FBI, the FBI's managed to get some people all wrapped up, where the FBI supplied the bombs,
yep,
the plans, the money, everything to
multiple
do this.
Multiple occasions.
Yeah, multiple occasions to do this stuff, and then some, hapless dupe who's unhappy with the way things are going, as they've supplied him, and then he goes out and does, intends to do something, and then they snatch him up, and they're going to throw him in jail forever and ever.
Do you remember the story out of California about the Muslim, the mosque that had an FBI... informant or an undercover FBI agent basically working, trying to work the mosque, trying to sow the seeds of violence there, and they reported him to the FBI.
Story.
Like, they were, whoa, dude, you are in the wrong place. This is not the right place for somebody who's violent, and they actually reported him to basically his own handlers.
Right, that's true. And then
the men who reported him to the handlers still were the focus of investigations, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it just kept on going on, and they never stopped. So anyway, the department acknowledged this in court testimony unsealed late Monday.
Huh.
The demographics unit is at the heart of a police spying program built with the help of the CIA, which assembled databases on where Muslims lived, shopped, worked, and prayed.
Wow.
The police infiltrated Muslim student groups, put informants in mosques, monitored sermons, and cataloged every Muslim in New York who adopted new Americanized names.
Wow.
So if you decide that you want to sound more American, then they're going to, you know, you must be bad.
Suspect.
Of course, it couldn't be just because, you know, maybe Muslims are vilified in the United States as evidenced by this demographic unit. Police hope the demographics unit would serve as an early warning system for terrorism. Mm. And if police ever got a tip about, say, an Afghan terrorist in the city, they'd know where he was likely to rent a room, buy groceries, and watch sports.
But they never did get a tip. They never did get any information in 6 years and however many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, being spent on staffing and, you know, radio finding equipment and things like that, spy tech.
Yep, the largest police department in America.
Yeah, you know they love that stuff, right? Getting the new tech.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it.
I can certainly go on here. It's the NYPD is the largest police department in the nation, and Mayor Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, has held its counterterrorism tactics up as a model for the rest of the country. And after the Associated Press began reporting on those tactics last year, supporters argued that the demographics unit was central to keeping the city safe. Galati testified that it is an important tool, but conceded that it's not generated any leads.
Mm.
It's important. I mean, I don't know how you could.
Unbelievable.
It's important that we have this demographics unit that has not yet at this point generated any leads. I'm happy it hasn't generated any leads because that shows to me, what that shows me is that the police there are taking their job of police work seriously. I think that. That says to me that they're not just ginning up any old, Abdul Akeem or
unlike the FBI.
Hassan, who happens to run along. What they're really doing is they're really looking for terrorism.
So you're saying the NYPD is actually looking for terrorism, whereas the FBI is creating it.
Right. So they're looking for terrorism and finding none.
Because the FBI,
FBI is looking for terrorism, and when it can't find it, it creates it.
Right. Because they need to justify their existence.
Right. They have never stopped terrorism that they didn't create.
As far as I know, you're absolutely right with that statement.
Yep. I can't think of a single incident.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Because if there actually were to be another instance of terrorism, then there probably wouldn't be anybody that would be stopping them if they weren't involved, because you'd be able to get away with it.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at fieldswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at fieldswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at fieldswithclubs.eu. No seals or harms in the making of this application.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.